a crab boat that sank in the Bering Sea last winter, likely capsized after the vessel became coated in hundreds of thousands of pounds of ice. That's the conclusion of a report released last week by federal investigators. As KUCB's Laura Craigle reports, the findings shed new light on the loss of the FV Destination and its six crew members.
On February 11, 2017, the Destination was pushing through rough, frigid waters a few miles from St. George Island. Then, in about 4 minutes, the boat went from carrying 200 crab pots and preparing for a paleo season to vanishing without a mayday call.
Whatever happened, happened very, very quickly, and there's no one left to tell their story.
Chris O'Neill is a spokesperson for the National Transportation Safety Board. He says NTSB investigators reviewed the vessel's mechanical history, pored over weather reports, and interviewed almost 50 people to piece together the probable cause of the accident.
The captain's decision to proceed into heavy freezing spray conditions without ensuring the Destination had a margin of stability to withstand that accumulation of ice led to the loss of the vessel.
In better conditions, O'Neill says the boat could have carried the 200 crab pots without a problem. But with gale force winds kicking up freezing spray, the Destination became weighed down by as many as 340,000 pounds of ice.
So if you look at that probable cause, yes, this is a preventable accident.
With no survivors to interview, O'Neill says NTSB couldn't determine why the crew didn't beat more ice to mitigate that weight, especially a well-respected crew with more than 70 years of collective fishing experience.
Very hard to know with certainty the mindset, the decision-making process, and what factors were or were not considered. But certainly through the evidence that was collected throughout the investigation, we recognize the pressures that are associated with the industry.
Investigators found several signs that the crew was feeling the pressure of time. The vessel had gotten a late start on crab after fishing for cod. Its delivery deadline was looming, and a few weeks earlier, a crew member had texted his father, "Oh my God, I haven't slept in days." The strains of commercial fishing are familiar to Dyer George. He's captain of the FV Polar Sea, which was fishing for crab in the same area as the Destination the day it went down.
The whole crew was exhausted. I was beating ice with my crew.
They pulled into port safely after hours spent heaving sledgehammers to break ice. But in an interview weeks later, George said the Destination's sinking was a wake-up call for the entire fleet.
And it's devastating. They say what? The most accidents happened 10 minutes from home. I mean, he was so close to St. Paul. He was in St. George. He could have anchored up there and wait for daylight and get some ice off the boat. We are no need to rush as much. You know, we're going to catch the crab. So why are we going to push that hard?
In a fishery that's made huge safety strides in the last two decades, U.S. Coast Guard officials say crabbers have taken the sinking to heart. Almost 50 boats participated in a voluntary safety check last year to review their stability criteria, and there were no fatalities in this winter crab season. The loss of the Destination marks the fleet's deadliest accident since 2005. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.